Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rabbi Danny Kirsch from the JLE. First and foremost, we'd like to thank a number of very special individuals who've made this evening possible. To Rabbi Livingstone, who's always been such a support for communal cooperation. Chazan Freilich, the honorary officers and the board members and staff of the Hampstead Garden Suburb Synagogue, thank you for your ongoing friendship, and thank you for your help in making this evening a reality. I'd also like to thank Rabbi Twersky's hosts, Rabbi and Mrs. Dove, who look after him so well, Rabbi Twersky. Over the last 20 years, since I've been working in the field of education and outreach, one of the thrills that I've had is an opportunity to spend time with great individuals. You see, at the JLE, we try and make sure that each month we have a very special guest speaker to educate and inform and enthuse today's youth. And part of the excitement and joy for me is the opportunity to spend time together with them. Well, the last few days I've been spending time together with Rabbi Twersky. And I don't know how you feel, but as you're taking Rabbi Twersky towards the center of London, you're actually praying for a traffic jam. Just a few more minutes, an opportunity to discuss some more ideas, go a little bit deeper, because Rabbi Twersky is a truly extraordinary individual. Rabbi Twersky comes from a family of great Hasidic rabbis. He's able to trace his family to the founders of the Hasidic movement. He's combined that over the last 40, 50 years by being a medical doctor and a psychiatrist. He was an assistant professor of psychiatry at the University of Pittsburgh and founder and medical director of Gateway Rehabilitation Center. This evening, he'll be addressing us, and afterwards, we'll be interviewing him. And then at the end of the evening, we have some wonderful food and refreshments in the Max Weinbaum Hall, and anybody who would like to buy any of his books, they're for sale outside. Ladies and gentlemen, Rabbi Twersky, Finding the True Self.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Kirsch. Very sweet of you. Good evening, everyone. I don't remember whether this is my third or fourth time in London. Maybe some of you will remember. This evening is somewhat special and maybe even a little more difficult for me than my previous times that I've met with you. Well, first of all, several of you have come over and